ABC News.
What's behind the increase in a nutshell?
Well, that's what we're now trying to look into. The good thing is that between the ages of 50 and 80, we're seeing a downward drift in the risk of progressing to kidney failure among people with type 2 diabetes. But in the under 50s, it's clearly gone up in this relatively short time. We're unsure as to why that might be. We've been exploring whether it might be less appropriate use of medication. That doesn't seem at the moment to be the cause. And our sort of working hypothesis at the moment is that this is really due to earlier onset type 2 diabetes. So we know from a number of other sources and studies that the younger you are when you develop type 2 diabetes, the more likely you are to suffer a serious consequence such as heart disease or kidney disease. And we have seen over the last 10 and 20 years younger and younger people developing type 2 diabetes, and we suspect that that's what's driving this.
Okay, before we go on to discuss how type 1 diabetes people fared in the study, can you essentially describe to the uninitiated what is the difference between types 1 and 2?
Yes, so type 1 diabetes is, in a sense, the easiest to understand. It's when the pancreas just is no longer able to make insulin, and insulin is the key hormone for controlling blood glucose. And so all of those people require insulin injections, essentially, to stay alive. It really isn't anything to do with their lifestyle, though once they have type 1 diabetes, following a healthy lifestyle becomes important. Type 2 diabetes is a bit more complicated, though far more common, and that's a combination of the pancreas not quite making enough insulin and the body not responding as well as it should do to insulin. And that's the one that is most commonly, though not always, but most commonly related to lifestyle and to age. And so we see that more commonly in people who are sedentary, more commonly in people who are overweight and obese, and it increases its onset as you get older.
Okay, having explained that, let's go back to that question about this study and how type 1 diabetes people fared in it.
Yeah, so people with type 1 diabetes, as we expected from other studies, did have a higher risk of developing kidney failure, but they did not see that increasing over time. So their risk was overall fairly stable, but the last few years seem to suggest that it might be getting better. So it did look like from that as if the way that we're treating people with type 1 diabetes might be paying dividends, in that we are progressively preventing a little bit more kidney failure, in contrast to what we saw in type 2 diabetes, where in the younger people it was going up.
Now, this new study, I suppose it goes without saying, is giving you an update on the scope of the problem that you face. What can be done to try to bring these figures down?
So we need to try and find out a little bit more about what's causing it, but I think number one cab off the rank here for doing something about it is to try and prevent or even delay the onset of type 2 diabetes in younger people. I think one of the messages of this, as we have seen in other studies looking at this problem in a different way, is that simply delaying the onset of type 2 diabetes for a few years may well produce meaningful benefits in terms of risk of these serious consequences. So lifestyle changes that can lead to diabetes being delayed by 3, 4, 5 years are really worthwhile.
All right, we'll leave it there, Professor. Thanks very much for telling about those study.
Thanks very much.
That is Professor Jonathan Shaw. He's with the Baker Heart and Diabetes Institute.
ABC News.